And now Tito's is the new top vodka because it's like small batch, blah, blah, blah.
I know nothing about alcohol.
Oh, you're like, thinking like 5 o'clock.
That's or like, I remember in college, like my freshman year when I was trying to impress people, what has changed really in my life. But anyway, I would take like a fifth of 5 o'clock and just like guzzle it.
You have ulcers now too, don't you?
I do.
You have to have ulcers from that.
That's 100%. I think that I do. That and like the obnoxious amount of anxiety and stress that I put myself through probably doesn't help.
Yeah.
Just yeah. Saying. Anyway, are we recording?
Yes.
Oh, good. Okay. Hi.
We gotta go.
Oh, yeah. Because it's supposed to thunderstorm and Mike's like, I need to get out and bike. That's my mic voice.
I need to, like, get out and bike.
I need to get out and do some trails. Anyway.
Mike doesn't sound anything like that.
Hmm?
For the record, Mike doesn't sound anything
like
that.
He doesn't. No. He has a very nice voice. not like this.
That's your standard dude voice?
It's my standard dude voice. Anyway.
I was thinking that, too, because I'm, like, in camping mode because we're leaving to go camping tomorrow.
But, yeah. Well, we don't have one, like, in our back pocket. So this is what happens when we procrastinate.
And this is what happens when it's summertime and we have lots of things to do.
Alrighty. Hello, everyone. My name is Chelsea.
I'm Erin.
And this is Slasher Movie Review. On tonight's episode of Slasher Movie Review, we're going to Antarctica. In John Carpenter's 1982, The Thing.
I swore forever that this was Stephen King.
It wasn't. When we were talking about it earlier.
We might have talked about it. No, didn't talk about it on the podcast. We talked about it outside of here.
Yeah. And you were like, oh, it's Stephen King. And I was just like, no, it's not. Well, in my brain, I was thinking it definitely wasn't. But then I was like, oh, maybe it is.
But for some reason, I thought in a Stephen King film that there was like, maybe it's in The Mouth of Madness. Which is John Carpenter.
John Carpenter is in The Mouth of Madness.
There's like
too.
An artist or writer, and he's got all these posters on the walls, and one of them was The Thing. Like the cover of the video.
Oh, maybe.
I don't know.
I mean, maybe Stephen King and John Carpenter were friends.
I don't know. I think I would have heard that.
They were besties. All right. Anyway. All right,
The Thing. Woo!
Yeah. Do you want me to run down the cast?
Yes.
Quick. Okay. I mean, as quick as I can. Again, a lot of people were in this, so.
Yeah, just roll through it.
Kurt Russell is Mac. Wilford Brimley is Blair. T.K. Carter plays Nulls. David Clennon is Palmer. Keith David Childs is playing Childs. Richard Dysart is Copper. Charles Hallahan as Norris. Peter Maloney as Bennings. Richard Masser, I'm guessing, as Clark, Joel Polis as Fuse, Tom Waits as Windows, and Donald Moffat as Gary. Also featuring Jed the Husky.
I was going to say, you're going to leave out Jed the dog? Come on. Yeah, that's like a quick, I mean, that's it.
That's it.
There's no other cast.
As soon as I started watching this, I saw Kurt Russell and I was like, he's an attractive man.
Yeah, I don't think I appreciated him as much when I was young, but now that I'm older,
yeah,
I'm like, okay.
Even when he was in Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2, I was like, Kurt Russell is still a pretty good looking guy.
Pretty good looking guy. Did you know it took him a year to grow his beard for this?
What?
Mm-hmm. Because he does have like a very luxurious beard.
It's glorious.
It's probably from all the scotch.
It's probably from all the scotch that he drinks during.
I mean, not to grow the beard, but like in the film.
Yeah.
That's what did it, all the scotch.
There is like a backstory with his character that never got like thrown into the
movie.
Yeah,
that he was like a war vet.
Mm-hmm.
And he had this like...
He has like PTSD and he suffers from alcoholism and he doesn't sleep well either. And they make like a reference to it.
We must have read all the same stuff.
Yeah.
Also, trigger warning, animal death, and it's pretty horrible
and gross.
Mm-hmm. The one, though, there's one that was the worst for me, I think.
Are we going to, like, talk about it?
Oh, we'll wait.
We'll get into it.
The story is by John Campbell. It was directed by John Carpenter, who also did, you know, he's John Carpenter. He did Halloween, The Fog.
Like all of the good ones.
Did you know he directed Big Trouble in Little China?
I did know that. Because when I was going through the cast, I like did John Carpenter and stuff too.
There was like a little fun fact about the music. So it was, the music was by Ennio Morricone. And so he made the music for this, and he actually won a Razzie Award as being like the worst soundtrack.
What?
But then at the same time, he
I didn't think it was that bad.
No, I liked
it. No, yeah.
Well, music that wasn't used in the film that he composed at the same time won him an Oscar in Hateful Eight.
Shut up.
Mm-hmm. And I wanted to say that Rob Bottin was the special effects mm-hmm. artist. He also did The Howling. He was the creator of RoboCop. Like,
just
that
a lot
character.
Of talent.
He worked on Total Recall, Legend, and he also...
He was young, too, when he did this one.
He was 22 when he did this.
Okay.
And he... Yeah, I think he was 22. And he also designed the lounge lizards in Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
So he's, like, super creative person.
That's so cool. I also... I put down Fight Club and Seven, too.
Oh, yeah.
And Game of Thrones.
I don't know. I wonder what episode that was of Game of Thrones.
I didn't
like
look into the episode.
I saw it, but I didn't read more about it.
But yeah, also, there's another special effects person who's uncredited in this, Stan Winston, who did Constantine, Big Fish, Terminator. He created the dog thing. He came in to help with that because Rob Bottin had like a lot of stress doing this one.
Well, there's a ton.
Yeah.
There's a ton of special effects.
Yeah. There's another guy that came in to like kind of help out. And
which kind of to me like dates it too. Because
yes.
You wouldn't see anything like that now.
No.
Like the gory monsters and the.
It's pretty good. Like it brought back a lot of childhood memories. Like watching this with mom and dad.
Okay, the main character in this is Mac, played by Kurt Russell.
Yeah.
So they're working on like a science, what is it called?
Like a research facility.
A research facility mm-hmm. in Antarctica. It's pretty desolate. He's there with his crew. It's basically aliens.
Yeah, the X-Files episode Ice is direct homage, I'm saying homage to the thing.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, like it's in the first season. It's one of my favorite episodes.
Yeah, I like that one too.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's about basically aliens taking over people's
like,
bodies.
Yeah, assimilating.
Yeah, like a body snatcher type thing, mm-hmm. you'd say. So it starts out with... Doesn't it start with a dog?
It starts off...
Oh, with a spaceship coming towards Earth.
Yeah.
Then it says, Winter, Antarctica, 1982.
Yeah.
It's the United States Science Station number 4. Kurt Russell, at first I thought he was there by himself, but he just kind of has his own...
He has his own little, like, shack.
Yeah. He's got his own, like, office-y shack mm-hmm. thing away from, like, the main base. And then... It goes into a dog, like, running for his life, flying across the, like, frozen tundra, and yes. a helicopter's chasing it, and that guy is, like, the worst shot.
The worst shot ever.
He's a stormtrooper.
He's a stormtrooper.
He just fails. And so the helicopter's chasing his dog for whoever, who knows how long. And what? I don't care. They can make all the noise they want.
Okay. We have children this week.
Yes. So the dog's running. Did you know that wasn't actually the actor known as Jed? It was a dog painted to look like
yes.
Jed. Is that his name? Jed.
Jed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. They painted a dog to look like him. So it's not like the actor.
The
it's
actor
his
dog.
Stunt double.
It was Jed's first acting, too.
He did a very good job.
Uh-huh. And then he was cast in White Fang.
Was he, like, the main...
He was White Fang.
He was White Fang. Why didn't you list him as like a higher known actor in the credits?
I know. He's right up there with Kurt Russell. The first one.
Starring Jed. Well, the helicopter doesn't get to the dog. The dog reaches the base first. Then it's kind of like weird because they're shooting at the dog. And then the United States guys are shooting at this like unknown helicopter.
Right.
And then I must have been writing or looked down or something. The guy accidentally blows up his own helicopter.
So,
because yes. They start throwing bombs at the dog.
Because I think that they were trying to shoot the dog to slow it down, and then they were going to, like, bomb the dog.
Okay.
I think that that was, like, the plan for that.
I wasn't sure what they were trying to do. But anyway, they end up blowing up their own helicopter.
Yeah.
And then they decide, so the Americans, they decide to go check out where this helicopter came from.
Yeah.
They identify it as being a Norwegian.
So, yeah, the helicopter blows up, and then the one guy that was shooting at the dog accidentally shoots Bennings, I think. And then that's when they shoot the Norwegian guy. And the Norwegian guy is, like, speaking to them, but they don't understand him.
Yeah.
Trying to, like, warn him. And the dog's, like, getting all cozy with Clark, the dog handler.
So, Mac, Gary, and Copper?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. They decide to go check it out. They find the Norwegian station.
Does Gary go with them?
I thought so. Mm. I have Mac, Gary, and Copper.
I know Copper does.
So what they find at the station is pretty sweet. I mean, for the horror movie, not like in real life.
Yeah.
But like the one guy had like gruesomely killed himself.
Yes.
Like slashed his own throat and wrists.
Yes.
Like how, what I thought was cool about that scene though is the frozen blood.
Yeah. I thought how they did the entire inside was really cool. Just, to me, just, like, icy and frozen.
Yeah, everything was icy, but it had burnt. And I kind of wonder, too, like, their station is fairly close.
Like an hour flight.
So, like, it seems like they would have had radio contact with each other.
And they would have been able to, like, communicate. Yeah.
And they would have communicated. And I think that, I don't know. When it gets later into it, too, the base should have been way bigger for the project that was going on there.
Do they even tell them what the project was going on? Or tell them? Do they even go into detail about what they were doing there?
Well, where they're digging.
Oh, yes. Yeah. No
for
shit.
The amount of digging, that should have been like a gigantic base. But the base, when they show it, looks really similar to the size of the U.S. base.
Yeah.
You know, maybe 10 guys on the crew, like not anything.
Yeah.
They find a big chunk of ice that looks like something had been cut out of.
Mm-hmm.
And then they find the burnt bodies.
Yes.
Yeah.
Which originally when they show the burnt bodies in the ice, I only like kind of like glanced because you writing notes. And then when they brought it back to the base, I was like, holy shit, I didn't know that that's what they brought back. Like, you don't really get that.
I kind of think that might be a movie flaw or something weird because I saw it in the ice and I thought it was just like hands, like burnt hands. But then when they bring back like the burnt body to the base,
it's this huge ass thing.
It's gigantic.
Right.
And it's like this weird, like mutated thing. So it's like this weird burnt alien. Is that Cooper?
No. It's our neighbor dog.
Oh.
I wrote down, why would they bring the thing back? Oh, they're scientists.
Yeah.
They would be interested in what it was. So.
Yeah. And I thought, so this I thought was cool. So the alien slash humanoid, whatever, is this like, has like a really cool distorted face.
It's pretty sweet looking.
Yeah.
If you're into like the monster-y stuff, like it's cool.
It's super monster-y and gross. But then it has normal internal organs. Which they find out in the autopsy.
Yeah. Do you know what the organs were?
They were animal?
They were animal organs.
Like what
kind of I don't know what kind of animal organs they were, but...
Excuse me.
Yeah. Blech.
I think it's weird too, and I didn't notice this. You went through the cast super fast. Wilford Brimley.
No shit. Yeah.
In it? Like the diabetes guy.
Yes. He's in it, and he was the only one that didn't have a problem with like the blood and gore on site. Everyone else was kind of like
creeped out by it,
but he was just like, sure, whatever.
I don't think it would bother me that much.
I don't think so either.
No. When they were at the base too, is that when they took a bunch of like videos, even though they couldn't understand them?
They took a bunch of videos.
Like
and
video
then,
cassettes.
And then like, yeah, what are videos? VHS tapes.
Yeah.
And then they took a ton of like documents.
Yeah. Just like research stuff. I knew something bad. So the next scene, I knew it was just going to be terrible because everyone is relaxed.
Everyone's super chill and like...
I actually wrote super chill night.
Did you?
Yeah. Because one of them or a couple guys are watching game shows that they'd recorded on VHS.
Yep.
Because at first I'm like, how do they get reception in Antarctica?
VHS tapes.
VHS. They're playing cards, smoking some weed, playing pool. Like, it's just, like,
it
really
calming.
It does
make me question, like, what they're doing there. Well, because you don't see them, like, doing a ton of, like, researchy things. You see them drinking a lot and, like, smoking weed.
You
and
don't
stuff.
Know what happened before all
That's
this.
That's true.
Stuff. Because this... it just starts out for us with this random dog showing up.
Yeah, that's
helicopter,
true.
Helicopter, explosion.
That, and I think this whole thing takes, what, like, 2 or 3 days?
Oh, yeah, it's super fast.
Super quick.
But I think it's, I mean, they have downtime.
Yeah, that's true.
Like, they probably work their normal shifts doing whatever. I think they're also, like, drilling, like, taking ice samples and stuff. That would be my guess.
Like, core samples.
And I wonder, too, about the amount they're drinking, because it doesn't seem like alcohol, they'd let them have a lot of alcohol.
It was the 80s. That's kind of my excuse for anything, like, kind of hinky going on.
But just, like, in films. I don't know. It seems like, how long are they there?
I think 8 weeks.
So...
either they were there for 8 weeks, or the Norwegians were going to be there for 8 weeks. Like, I can't remember.
Because, like, in 30 Days of Night, it's 30 days, and the town goes dry because they don't want people to, like, kill each other or themselves. Anyway.
Meh.
They're having some downtime. Jed, who, I mean, is the no-name actor.
Puppy dog.
He's just kind of wandering around. And then they're like, one of the guys is like, what the fuck's this dog doing here? Like, put it in the kennel with the other dogs.
Yeah, because Clark is kind of like the dog handler. Like, mm-hmm. he feeds them and stuff like that. And he reminds me of an actor, but I can't remember who it is. I'm sure I'll think of him, but he reminds me of like a modern actor and I can't remember.
You know, that's
do you
yeah
yeah yes
because he just has kind of like an everyday look, and he's got like curly hair and he's kind of a bigger guy
and he has like a beard, like
yeah
I don't know,
kind of like an everyday guy.
Yeah,
so he takes the dog, which is like newly adopted to him, I guess, and puts it in the kennel with all the other dogs.
Which you do see Jed, like, walking down the hallway super slow towards someone. Yeah. And then there's a shadow of someone, and the dog goes in, and you don't know who it was.
Yes.
Tricky. And that's when the dog comes out, and the one guy, I can't remember who it was, it might have been Blair, the biologist guy, was like, oh, you need to put the dog in the kennel.
Yeah.
And Clark's like, why?
So then, I don't know. I felt bad for the other dogs, obviously, in the kennel.
I watched it, but I regret watching it because it was sad.
It was sad, but like a few dogs get away.
Yeah.
So they hear like a commotion. Jed is a monster, and the monster's cool.
It's super cool.
All these, like, weird tentacles come out of them, and, like, legs, and it's just, like, crazy looking. But obviously attacks the other dogs. It kind of reminded me of The Faculty.
It absolutely did. Yes.
Like all of the monsters did, where they are just like a normal person and then all of a sudden they're like weird tentacles, yes. Crazy. Well, one dog gets dissolved like immediately.
Yeah.
It gets like sprayed with something.
It gets sprayed with something. And then another dog, like you watch it get sprayed and it's like frantically running around as this thing's spraying. Yeah. Like I'm assuming it's like acidic properties or whatever. Yeah. And then one is like chewing at the fence. And it's a lot.
It's to real take sad. In
yeah. If you like animals. People, on the other hand, I don't care.
Oh, yeah,
if
all the people can
someone...
die. Well, Mac, all the people can die. I don't care. But the dogs. Save
but
the dogs. That's why I haven't watched I Am Legend again.
I don't.
Because
want
of
to.
That. So Mac hears like a commotion, pulls a fire alarm, wants a flamethrower. He's like, he doesn't even really know what the hell's going on. He just hears the dogs going crazy.
Yeah. He knows something is weird. Because of the body, and like they find out that the alien thing like had normal organs and like
yeah,
so something hinky's going on.
Yeah. So the mutants are like just fucked up looking, like the dog.
It's so gross.
So he gets the gate open. A few dogs run away.
Mm-hmm.
A few other dogs are dead. The one that like really. Like hit me in the feels was the dog that was like wrapped in tentacles but still okay, and he shot it.
Yes, but I mean, what
are you gonna
what
do?
Are you gonna do? I would have shot him too, and I think I wrote that in my notes too.
It was like the best option at the time because the dog was gonna die like a horrible death.
Yeah.
And then there's do you know how they got the like dog sounds?
No.
Like, you know, when Mac is sitting and he hears all the, like, dogs yeah. howling and afraid? The sound editor took neighborhood dogs. This isn't, like, anything crazy. He took neighborhood dogs and he put them in his house. And then he, like, knocked on the door and, like, lurked around outside looking in the windows.
Oh, my God.
And the dogs were barking
we're like,
at him.
Who's that?
Like, afraid.
Yeah.
And that's where they got the dog tracks from.
Oh. That's cool. I didn't know that.
Yeah. So they do like another disgusting dissection of the dog.
It's just gross. Like, it's so cool. Like,
it's
special
cool.
effects and
yeah.
stuff, but it's gross.
Did you know that there was stop animation in this or like that type of filming and they cut it because it didn't look.
But stop animation doesn't look good anyway.
No.
Like,
I don't think I've ever seen it where it's been like amazing.
Robot Chicken.
Well,
the only time it looks
good. Okay, the only time it looks good is Robot Chicken. I'll agree with that. So that's kind of when they pull it together that something is imitating life forms.
Yeah, because when they dissect it, like part of the dog is like on the inside. Like it was already like assimilating, like trying to become one of
yeah.
the other dogs.
So then they kind of figure out, okay, well, it wouldn't have taken that much longer for the dog
right.
to just look like a normal dog again. And they take blood from the remaining dogs. And that's when they get the idea that they're going to like test it, I think, right? Test.
Yes.
They're going to make a test to figure out. Thank you, Oberon, for laying right in the middle of my freaking notes. Get away, hog. Here, take this.
He can lay on this piece of paper.
That paper won't be good enough, though, because it's not the one I want.
He's adorable.
So then, like, the plot thickens. It could be anyone.
Yeah, they kind of deduce that since this thing could assimilate to being a dog, it could be anyone in the room.
Yeah.
And it had time to assimilate to anyone in the room is kind of what they think.
So when they're watching, they start watching the Norwegian videos and find out that they had like a secret drilling area where they're like blasting, doing all the shit. Well, then they figure it out based on like, they don't know where it is because their base isn't like right on it.
No.
But they kind of figure out like, okay, it's got to be here. Well, then... they take a helicopter over and find like a gigantic excavation area.
Yeah, it's like huge. It's spaceship sized.
Well, I mean, a spaceship.
A huge spaceship.
Have you seen Batteries Not Included?
No.
You've never seen Batteries Not Included?
I mean, I probably have when I was younger. I'm saying that
those spaceships are like the size of like,
oh yeah,
an actual saucer, like a cup saucer.
What does the cover of that one look like?
The cover of the film?
Yeah.
I have it on DVD if you want to borrow it.
I might have seen it.
It was before your time.
I think I've seen it.
But it's about an apartment building in like New York or something, and it's condemned, and there's like a handful of people that have to like move out of there, and these little tiny UFO / alien things show up, and they like repair one.
Aww.
And then the robots start helping in the diner that helps them make money so that they can afford to all stay in the building.
That sounds very wholesome.
It's super wholesome.
I
mean, there's drama too.
Well, because of course, like, there's always drama.
The landlord hires like a thug to like come and like beat him up.
Oh, yeah.
Get him out of it.
Did you ever see The Borrowers? Or read the book? That sounds kind of similar to that. Like the Borrowers are like little people that like.
No, but you were into it.
I was super into that movie.
Because I was into The Littles.
Yes.
Which were The Borrowers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
With like the little ears and like the tail and stuff. Okay. Anyway.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to loan you Batteries Not Included.
Okay.
It's not horror, but maybe we'll have to just talk about it on here anyway, like we are right now.
Yeah.
But okay, so it's a giant
spaceship.
Giant spaceship.
I wrote down, is this where Captain America is?
It could very well be.
Although Captain America went down in a jet, not a.
I mean, I don't know.
A jet. I can't remember.
It could be a different timeline.
Damn it, Loki. Anyway.
So when I saw like all the work that they'd done, like digging up the spaceship out of the ice. They had been there
for quite some time.
Because they like rappel down into it.
Yeah.
It's not just like they took a snow shovel out and found it. It's yes. like a deep pit. That's when I'm like, okay, the crew had to be more way bigger. There had to be like 100 people, if not more,
not working anymore. On
this. But like the base that they show is small, like their base. That's why, I don't know. Maybe they had a secondary.
It's an inconsistency.
Secondary location or something.
Maybe.
So they figure that it had been frozen in the ice for 1,000 years, I guess, based on how deep it was. Then that's like another scene when everyone's like trying to figure it out.
Yeah.
Where they're all sitting around like hashing out what it could be. I really like the scientific computer where they show like the blood samples.
I do too.
And, like,
I thought it was great.
It's so old fashioned and like,
yeah.
It's just like green blips, like taking over red blips and then turning green again.
And it's like, oh, this is how science works.
And I thought it was funny that Wilford Brimley was drinking Smirnoff.
I saw that too. Yeah, because we were talking about Smirnoff earlier, and I was just like, where did I see a Smirnoff bottle? And it was
my house.
Yeah.
They decide to move all of the like alien bodies to storage, which I feel like they should have done right off the bat.
I feel like they should have done that or burned them. But of course,
they're scientists, so they want to
be recognized.
Well, not every scientist wants to be recognized.
Well,
some of them just want to Bennings, like, be great scientists.
Who was the guy that was like helping, like put the things in there? He says he's just like, we're gonna get a Nobel Prize for this. Like he says that
he does, but maybe he wants the fame.
Yeah. I don't think Kurt Russell really cares too much.
No, see, he's like more like me. Like, he doesn't give a shit.
Right.
Like, I don't care. Like, he just wants to be a good scientist.
He's a helicopter pilot, actually.
Oh. Well, he's still there with the scientists.
He's still there with the scientists. I'm going to open this. Boosh. With my LaCroix.
Well, I thought they should have moved the bodies.
They should have done that way sooner.
Way sooner. So, like, Mac has to, like, come and get... Well, they all have to get their stuff out of storage.
Yeah.
So that they can keep the bodies in there.
And so they leave Bennings in there to, like, get more stuff out. And then this is when Bennings gets attacked.
Well, you see... one of the bodies that's covered with a blanket.
It's like a tarp or something, yeah. Like a when canvas.
You see it move a little bit.
Yeah.
And they're reading Blair's journals. And Blair's journals say that they're still alive. But they're all kind of like in different...
Yeah.
In different areas of the like base right now. Yeah. So they don't... So, none of this is getting communicated to each other.
No. So Blair essentially comes up with that even if you burn them, like some cell structure is still alive.
Yeah.
You could shoot them and some of the cells would still be alive. So trouble ensues.
Yeah. So they start looking for Bennings then because Bennings was there alone with them.
Yeah.
This was pretty cool. They find him out in the snow.
No.
Yeah.
They find Fuse out in the snow. Bennings is in the room with like the whip things around him from the monster.
Yes. Yes. Okay. Okay.
Is it like puzzle pieces?
Yes, it is puzzle pieces going together. This is one where I haven't seen it enough to, like, know all the characters.
There
by
are
heart.
A lot of characters and a lot of deaths happen within a short amount of time.
Yes. Oh, because I wrote they have Bennings. Yes. They find him in the snow with claw hands.
With claw hands. They do. They find. So Bennings is like being covered by the thing and then. They see him like run out, like an assimilated one of Bennings run out in the snow and he has claw hands. That's okay, him.
Then I was right.
You were right. Yeah.
Well, what happens to Fuse then?
He kills himself.
What?
We'll get there. We'll get there.
Okay. Yeah, so they set him on fire, then they burn the rest of the bodies outside yes. in a pit with a flamethrower.
And then this is...
I thought that was very dramatic.
I thought it was very dramatic, too, because, I don't know, they're all, like, standing around with, like, a flamethrower. Whatever.
Yeah. It's fine. Then that's when they can't find Blair.
I do really like this because when they're out during the daytime, they all have dark sunglasses on, which I think... is realistic if you're in the Antarctic or Arctic and it's like daytime a lot.
They
for snow blindness.
They filmed this in what, Alaska and British Columbia?
Yep.
So there was like snowy scenes.
Yeah. But I thought it was cool
that they all have dark glasses on.
Yeah.
Yeah, so they can't find Blair and then Mac finds that the helicopter's been sabotaged.
Yes.
And then they find Blair and he's having a freak out.
Yes.
That's when he's like axing everything and like
he essentially deduced that they need to contain it and no one is getting out alive.
Yes.
Because it could take over the population in like, I don't know.
Yeah. However long. It's like the old timey computer program where it can like if they get out in, like, however many days, the whole world will be
yes.
monsters. Which can...
I don't know if that is
realistic. Could a 1982 computer calculate how long it would take?
I think it would take the population and then take how long it took to overtake the Norwegian site. And then kind of use
math. Oh, they
use
that as,
to,
like, a...
I think so.
They don't know when it took over the Norwegian site.
Well,
then.
If they
figured... Oh, I guess they had the videos.
They had the videos
and
they had the notes, even though they probably couldn't, like, decipher the notes because it's a different language, but I think they could figure out how long they had been there, when they dug up the thing, and so on. Like, I think.
I suppose. And it is kind of like faculty-ish.
Yeah.
You know, where you could get a loose idea of, I guess, of how
long. I think so.
Yeah, so he's like freaking out and doesn't want anyone to leave.
Do you think that that's like a realistic reaction for a scientist?
No.
I don't think so either.
Well,
but if he knew that it could take over the globe, he might.
Well, doesn't he think that like if they all vanish, no one's going to come looking for them?
I think so.
Like, people would come and look for them.
Yeah.
And then they'd get infected, and then they'd just, like, fly back to wherever they came from.
Yeah.
So there wasn't really any good way unless...
Do you think the thing, if it assimilated into, like, Kurt Russell's character, would it know how to fly a helicopter?
Yeah.
I guess it flies a spaceship. Never mind.
Well, not just that, but, like... They know. I think they like take over your brain too.
Ugh.
I don't know. I'll just say
okay.
So they. That's when. Okay. They. Blair kills the last of the dogs.
Yeah.
And then they lock him out in. Is it Max?
Like, it's Max. Like
shed house area. Then they decide that they're going to make a test to see who can be infected. And the test was actually like. A good idea.
Pretty good, yeah.
They were going to compare the blood. Well, somebody broke into their blood supply and trashed it all.
Yeah. And Fuse, at this point, I think he did kill himself. Like, once Blair was locked up. Because you see Fuse, like, running outside. And he has a grenade or something. And he's running outside. And then you think he might be assimilated, but the other crew assumes that he killed himself because he's, like, charred and, like, lit on fire and stuff.
Well, like, before that, it's Gary Clark and Doc. I just wrote Doc.
Yeah.
those are, like, the questionable people because they all had access to the blood.
Yes.
So they get drugged and tied up.
Which...
It's like bait if they're not.
I don't know. It's... I didn't like that.
And at this point, like, nobody trusts each other anymore.
No. A lot of people...
They're, like, pulling guns on each other.
A lot of people are, like, pointing their fingers at Mac, too.
Yeah. Well, the reason that happens is because the power goes out. And they find...
Mac and Knowles go out to try to...
Knowles finds a shredded shirt that has Mac's name on it.
Yes.
And then at that point, too, is it Fuse?
Fuse.
I wrote Fuchs.
Well, it is Fuchs, but like it's spelled like that, but it's Fuse. I want to say that's how you say his name because I don't think that they say Fuchs. Maybe they do.
Sure.
Yeah.
Because sometimes I don't... Sometimes I write it down how I hear it.
I did,
and
too.
Sometimes I write it down... Like, if I'm like, oh, what's that guy's name? And I IMDb it really quick. And then I'm like, oh, okay, it's this.
I put Fuse, guy with beard besides Kurt Russell and Tom Waits.
he's missing. And then you see... Find him burnt in the snow. Yeah. Then everyone other than Mac and Fuse are boarded up in like the main shelter.
Yes.
Or they start boarding it up.
No, Knowles.
Knowles goes with him?
Knowles goes with him. At this point, Fuse is dead.
Fuse is dead. This is what happens.
Mike is probably listening to this going like, oh my God, did get he your watch it with shit you? Together, girls. No.
Oh, then. It's all like it's a big cast.
It's a big cast.
I really only care what happens to Kurt Russell.
That's kind of how I was too. Even though I'd seen it before, like I know what happens.
I knew what happens, but I saw it when I was like in high school.
Yeah.
So come on, I can't keep I can't keep people's names straight.
I watched it yesterday. That's why I, and like by myself with like headphones and stuff on my laptop, so I could like pause it and like write notes. So why I have like a little bit of a better.
I watched it yesterday, but I was watching it with Greg, so I feel bad pausing it every 10 minutes so I can like figure things out.
Yeah.
Also, I had went to running group.
You have a lot of stuff going on right now.
There's a lot of stuff going on right now. I just can't pay attention to everything. So Mac and
Knowles. Yes. I think he's the youngest of the crew too.
Yes. They go to the shack. The rest of the people start boarding up the building from the inside. When they get back, they try to corner Mac as infected.
Yeah, when they get back, the shirt. Like, Knowles is the only one that comes back, and he has the shirt, and he's just like, hey, I found this. So everybody's super suspicious.
So it's like snowstorm. He comes back, and he's like, I cut the line.
Oh, yeah.
So he's like, Mac is definitely infected. So instead of like the rope line getting back to the building, he just like cut him off and left him.
It's so stupid.
Well,
but it would happen.
Very good. Like, I can't think of like the right way to say it. Like, everything's going to shit. It's kind of like apocalypse, paranoia.
Big time paranoia.
Where everyone's turning on each other.
What was that one Twilight Zone? Like the people, like the neighbors on Maple Street or something?
I don't know. I don't know the names of any of them.
When it was like someone was an alien on the street, but nobody knew who it was, and everybody was like turning on each other, and it turned out no one was, and people were just being crazy.
I feel like that's
the monsters live on Maple Street or something.
Yeah, that sounds familiar.
Yeah.
There's another one like that too, where like the whole town, it's like a Western town, and they all like get fired up and are going to like lynch all these people that really are just normal. A lot of Twilight Zone stuff's like that though, because it's like the political turmoil of the time.
Yeah.
Anyway, what are we talking about?
When I was watching this too, I had paranoia stuck in my head by Green Day.
I mean,
it absolutely would happen.
I would be so paranoid.
Yeah.
Like, anyway.
Yeah.
So they try to corner Mac as being infected. So is it, who are they doing the chest compressions on?
The chest compressions they're doing on Norris.
Norris.
Because Norris has kind of been acting a little weird.
He collapses, right?
He collapses. And a few scenes in the beginning, like, he's kind of, like, coughing and, like, has some stuff going on, whatever. And so he collapses, and they get him on the table to do chest compressions on him. And, like, who was it?
I'm, like, waiting.
I wrote it down, and I was just like, arms. The arms guy. Shit.
Oh, get off. You just scared him so bad.
Where is it on here? Oh, Copper is doing chest compressions.
Yes.
And then all of a sudden, and this shocked me because
this is so fucking disgusting. Like, I can and remember I love it.
Some of it, but this one I completely forgot about it. So Copper goes to do chest compressions. Norris's stomach just like opens up and eats his arms.
He is like stomach all of a teeth. Sudden becomes like a Venus flytrap, and it opens yes. up and it bites his arms and rips them off.
So R.I.P.
gross.
Copper.
Oh, it's so
good. Gross.
And then
they used an amputee for that scene.
Oh, they did?
Mm-hmm. Because they couldn't get it to where it looked realistic enough, so they had somebody come in and
that actually had no arms.
That had no arms.
It does look really good. Now I know why.
Now you know why.
Yeah, it doesn't. I mean,
it looks good.
The blood and like ripping skin and stuff like that looks obviously like 80s fake.
So cool though.
But he's definitely has no arms.
And that's like
a really fun fact.
Yeah. They do that, I think, in a lot of films where somebody gets their leg cut off or something. Like, they use amputees to make it look more realistic.
You know what? I think the only one that you can think of right now
Dawn
where
of the they Dead.
Do that is Dawn of the Dead.
There was another one, though, that I feel like we did where it was an amputee and...
It was a leg. Yeah.
It was a leg.
Oh, well, that was the original Dawn of the Dead.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, two. You're
Dawn welcome. Of the Dead and Dawn of the Dead.
Dawn of the Dead and Dawn of the Dead.
That, okay. So then Norris's head, like... It's leaning off the table, and it's, like, is dripping slash ripping off of him.
And they don't notice this because they're so frantic.
And everyone's, like, Copper, freaking out. And then Copper's got no arms.
They light Norris on fire.
Yes.
But don't realize his head is crawling away.
I don't know why watching it didn't seem that gross, but now that we're talking about it, it's, like, making me gaggy.
Yeah, so his head, like, stretches from his body and, like, falls off the table and then, like, goes underneath a desk. And, like, Kurt Russell is there, like, doing Kurt Russell things. And then...
Attractive Kurt Russell
things. Attractive Kurt Russell things. And then you see this head, like, peek out from underneath the desk. And then it, like, sprouts eyes and, legs.
I didn't think it got... Eyes. I thought it just sprouted like spider legs. So the head was the center of the body. And then it's using its long tongue.
To scoot along the floor. Scoot
across the floor.
It was so cool.
Talking about it, how did I not have a nightmare last night?
I don't know.
That's like kind of the scary, like unrealistic nightmare things that I have.
Ew.
Not really? Like that, not that intense, but like... Very unrealistic, like gross things like that.
I have zombie dreams like crazy.
I haven't had a zombie dream in a long time.
I get them when I'm like super stressed. I was just talking about this. So my friend Indigo is planning a wedding. She's getting married like next week and she's having stress dreams. And she said that she was in a burning building just trying to shove all of these papers and stuff in her pockets for some reason. And
like all of her wedding receipts?
I think so. And then I told her about zombie dreams because I get zombie dreams.
My stress dreams are typical stress dreams, like someone's trying to break in or I like lose my car in the parking lot and I get someone's chasing me, you know. Like,
do you ever have like the locker dream
where you can't open your locker?
You can't open your locker.
Mm-hmm.
That's a pretty common one.
Or I don't know where my classes are.
Ooh, yeah.
Like, I know I have a test, but I can't get to my class.
Yes. Ugh. That's giving me
okay, talking about talking this, about do you remember it. That scene in Top Secret?
Yes.
Where he has a dream and he's like, I can't believe I'm back in school. And when he wakes up, he's getting whipped and he's like, oh,
that's so much better.
That would be me.
Finals were last week. I love Top Secret. That's such a good movie.
Oh, it's super good. I haven't seen it in a while. Mm-hmm. We're way off track.
Yeah, that's all right.
So all that happens, the weird head with legs, it's fucking disgusting. And then they do the blood test.
Well, Kurt Russell sees the head leave and then like burns the head with a fire, with a...
Yes.
Thing.
That's when he figures out that, like, any part of your body essentially is going to have, like, a reaction. Like,
yes.
Like, the head breaks free. The fight or flight
response.
Yeah. So that's when he decides everybody cuts their hand, puts a little blood.
Nobody likes this because everybody still thinks Mac is infected.
Yeah.
100%. So, not Copper, because he did, but... Who was tied up? I think Gary is tied up on the chair. Windows is done. Palmer, I think, is still there.
Yeah.
Palmer, Gary, Childs, Knowles. Clark is there, but Clark soon meets his end.
I don't think I wrote Clark down one time.
Okay. So all of the rest of the crew are pretty much tied up except Childs and Clark, I believe. And
there's so many like super fans of this out there
that are like, oh my God, how do you not know?
You
I know.
Don't know.
I was talking about this with our friend Jason yesterday. And Jason was like, oh my God, I love that movie. And I'm like,
please don't listen to it. We're going to.
We're going to fuck it up. But anyway, So Kurt Russell is standing there and he's just like, all right, everybody like cut their thumb. Clark not having this. Clark has a scalpel, goes to stab Kurt Russell, and Kurt Russell shoots him.
Yes. Okay.
Clark is dead.
Now I remember.
Clark is dead. And then I think maybe Gary might be dead too, but I can't remember.
Oh, Mike is just shaking his
head. I did write down, though, how everyone dies on my list. So,
okay. So, cool. Windows is clean.
Yep.
Everyone's clean so far. When they get to Palmer, they take a little sample of the blood and he heats up a little piece of wire and he sticks it into the blood. And if it's normal blood, it just sizzles like it would. It makes like a little screechy sound because the metal's touching like the hot glass or the hot metal's touching the glass. Well, when it gets to Palmer's blood, he goes to like sizzle it and the whole like thing of blood just like it pops open.
Yeah. And Kurt Russell, like, he thinks someone else is infected. So he's like holding the wire up and he's just like, and I'm going to do this even though I already know what the answer is. And it sizzles and he's just like, shit, it's not you.
Yeah. Is that when Palmer like explodes?
Yeah. So Palmer hasn't really been reacting to this or whatever, but they find out through the blood test that Palmer is infected. Everybody is like tied to him in the chair.
Yeah.
So Palmer is like kind of shifting at this point. And they're all like, shit. Like Knowles is tied to the chair. And then I think I can't remember who else is there. But
Well, he eats Windows.
Yeah.
So the remaining four go to test Blair.
Yes. Knowles, Childs, Mac.
And Gary. Yeah.
Yes. Yep, Gary.
So they're the last four. They go to test Blair, and they find out that he's building a spaceship.
Whatever.
Which is really random that they don't know that any of... How long has he been building a spaceship for?
It's seriously been like a night.
Yeah.
So he's been working.
They go to like Mac's house or shop or whatever, and they can't find him. Then they find out that underneath the shop, he was building a spaceship. And then the power gets cut. And you think that it's Blair, but it's actually Childs.
What?
Infected Childs is what I wrote down. Did I get him and Knowles mixed up?
Knowles and Childs are the last two survivors with Mac. Yeah.
Yeah, but one of them is infected.
No.
There's not three survivors left at the end of this.
There are only two.
Okay, but, tell me what happens then. Tell me the end, because I wasn't paying attention.
Okay, so Blair is the only one that's infected at this point. So Blair goes, and they go down in the thing.
Yeah.
Knowles, they're going to blow up camp.
Yeah, they're going to blow it up. So they're leaving dynamite all over the place.
They're leaving dynamite all over the place. They go underneath. And it's Knowles, Childs. Childs is not infected.
Okay.
Yes. So Kurt Russell is down there.
You know what? I think I wrote that as maybe a theory. I wrote that as a fan theory.
That's okay. That's all
right. Because there is a question mark next to it. Oh, my God. This is going to be like
we're
a do-over.
We're going to have to redo it. Sorry, guys. Anyway. So, yeah, Kurt Russell goes down there. Mike is shaking his head. You're stupid, is what he's thinking.
I don't care.
So, Knowles is down there, too. Gary gets, like, mouth-fisted by Blair. I said that because it's disgusting. Blair, like, puts his hand on his face.
And, like, pushes his fingers in, like, underneath his skin.
Like, underneath his skin. It's disgusting. I was more grossed out by that than anything else.
Oh, no. Stomach.
It was super gross. Stomach
Venus flytrap was way worse.
So Gary's dead. Gary's bye-bye. And yeah. When Blair is carrying off Gary, that's when Nall sees it. And Nall's just, like, goes missing. Like, you don't see what happens to him, but you assume he's dead.
Okay.
And so at this point, the monster is, like, coming towards Kurt Russell underneath. And Kurt Russell is like, oh, shit.
Yeah.
And then the monster comes up with a tentacle and then, like, pulls the explosive thing underneath. And then...
The detonator.
The detonator. The explosive thing. Whatever. And so everything blows up. Kurt Russell goes up and him and Childs are there. And they're like, oh, like, what are we going to do now?
The end. Well... They pull the detonator, or the monster pulls the detonator down, but that's not what blows it up. Oh, Kurt okay. Russell lights another stick of dynamite and throws it down there or something. And then skedaddles.
But yeah, they essentially, like, Kurt Russell...
So Niles just disappears?
Niles just disappears.
He's not...
You don't see him die, but he's not there at the end.
That seems weird.
You assume. Yeah. Because everybody else has, like, a horrific death. Who
ruined the generator, then?
I think it's Blair. I think Blair did.
Okay.
I don't think... I mean, there could have been a fan theory where Childs is infected and is just, like, not...
Okay. I suppose. Yeah, because he... At the end, he, like, throws a piece of dynamite in there, or like a stick of dynamite, a piece of dynamite. He throws a stick of dynamite and like blows up the whole thing. I did not like the end. I mean, I guess I like the end if there's going to be a sequel, but it's just like...
They definitely left it open for a sequel, but the base is like horrifically destroyed.
Yeah.
And so...
And they comment that like it's only going to stay warm for so long and then it's going to be like negative 100 degrees. Yeah.
Like, we're not going to get out of here alive type thing.
Yeah.
And so they either froze to death because they're still drinking. They, like Childs, like, has a bottle of scotch or whatever.
And, like, I would, takes too, if I was going to die.
That's true.
I mean.
And then, yeah, they either lived or froze to death. And, like, somebody came to find them.
Those are about the only options.
Because, because you would think if they were in a, like... a scientific base there and they hadn't heard from them in 2 days, like, they have to have somebody that they report to.
Well, they were trying to, like, get in contact with people, but there's a storm,
right?
So
I like to think that they lived, and when they found them they were probably in, like, really horrible shape. But
and then there was just more trauma for Mac since he'd already been through all the trauma in the war.
Yeah,
that was not in the film, but it was in the extra stuff.
Yeah.
Okay, did you like it?
So that's the end. Yeah, of course I liked it.
Yeah.
Of course I did.
I liked it too, other than I can't keep characters straight.
This was a hot mess.
Well,
but that's okay. I've
said it before that in films like this that have like a shit ton going on, towards the end, my notes
you do.
Are a disaster because I'm paying attention to it.
But like that's where I come in because... I try to pay attention for the most part through the whole thing, and I usually watch them by myself.
So see, I don't watch them by myself.
Yeah.
When I have watched them alone, though, I do pause and write, and then I look stuff up. Where I watch it, I take my notes, and then I go back through and like write in other little things. So when there's more than like four characters, I'm just fucked.
That's okay. I know the last couple that we've done have had like a ton of people.
And it wasn't super long either.
No.
So like.
It's like an hour 45.
It's a ton of stuff packed into like one.
Yeah.
Where other films that we've done, I've been like, oh yeah, I know all about that boring character because they've just been talking, doing boring shit for 3 hours.
Midsummer.
Of course I'm going to remember their names.
Yeah.
Where this, there's like, I feel like if we did. I'm trying to think of another one similar. Like, Aliens.
Yes.
I'd be like, oh, and I know that one a little bit better, though, but, like...
I've seen that one enough to where...
And there's shows that I watch that I've watched for years, and I can't remember their character names.
Probably The Walking Dead. Do you know all of the characters in The Walking Dead?
For the most part, yes.
Yeah.
But that's been on forever. Where like forever. A Good Place is hard. I'm like, oh yeah, the one guy that does or says this, and then
yeah,
you know. Anyway, I'm just trying to explain why that's I'm okay. bad at this.
If people are still listening to us, God bless you.
So I like it. I like it a lot. I thought the gory stuff was like super good. I thought
it was really cool.
And not so scary.
No. You know, it was like...
It was cool, gory, yes. and like kind of shocking, but not like...
The head thing.
Yeah. Blech. Not like I'm going to think about it later and feel weird.
Right. I'm trying to think if I had anything else to say.
That's all I got.
I think that... What?
Do you remember the episode of Supernatural with the con worms when they're testing... In this movie, when they're testing blood?
But yeah.
Like, the worm enters like Dean and stuff. And
they yes!
And each other to kill it and stuff. Remind me a lot about that with when they're testing the blood and stuff on each
well,
other.
It's, it's just like in the X-Files episode.
Yeah, exactly.
In Ice with the worms.
So Supernatural did it too, mm-hmm.
Supernatural does a lot of stuff that has already been done before.
That's why they have 15 seasons.
That's why it's taking me like 500 hours to get through it all.
But anyway, this was John Carpenter's The Thing. Sorry for you Ultra fans if we suck at this.
I'm sorry that I disappointed every single last one of you.
That's all right. Not every one of them is going to be perfect. Just kidding. So yeah, if you like what you hear and want to go along with us on this silly ride, I don't know.
Oh, I do have one more thing to say.
What?
So this came out the same time Blade Runner came out. Both of them bombed in the box office and then became like a cult success.
Yeah.
And the budget for it was $15 million. Sometimes when it's crazy like that, I want to write it down. Budget was $15 million. Halloween came out around the same time, and the budget was
$375,000. What?
Yeah. And
well, Halloween. It's
Friday
like...
the 13th, same thing. Budget was $700,000 in comparison to this.
Well, because like those films...
They don't have the same special effects.
They don't have the same special effects. So
I wrote that down. I wanted to throw it out there because I just thought it was interesting that it later on became like a cult success.
Well, and Blade Runner too. Like,
yeah, at the time in theaters, nobody liked it. But now, I mean,
yeah,
now it's like a crazy cult film. Okay. Yeah.
Anyway.
Woo.
If you like what you hear, follow us on Instagram /your movie review, all one word, all lowercase. We have a Facebook page /your movie review. And we also have a website that we try to keep updated. And that's /yourmoviereview.com.
Yeah.
Like us, follow us, all that jazz. So, all right. Well, we don't know what we're doing next, but we'll figure it out.
Yeah, July has been pretty crazy. And
yeah, I think it'll settle down here in the next month.
I think I know what I want to do next.
Oh, my God. Okay.
All right.
Everyone have a great week.
Bye.
Bye.